Review 2. Introduction. We are now ready for another review. We will begin where our last review left off and cover 2 ideas each day. The earlier part of each day will be devoted to one of these ideas, and the latter part of the day to the other. We will have 1 longer exercise period and frequent shorter ones in which we practice each of them. The longer practice periods will follow this general form. Take about 15 minutes for each of them, and begin by thinking about the ideas for the day and the comments that are included in the assignments. Devote some 3 or 4 minutes to reading them over slowly, several times if you wish, and then close your eyes and listen. Repeat the first phase of the exercise period if you find your mind wandering, but try to spend the major part of the time listening quietly but attentively. There is a message waiting for you. Be confident that you will receive it. Remember that it belongs to you and that you want it. Do not allow your intent to waver in the face of distracting thoughts. Realize that whatever form such thoughts may take, they have no meaning and no power. Replace them with your determination to succeed. Do not forget that your will has power over all fantasies and dreams. Trust it to see you through and carry you beyond them all. Regard these practice periods as dedications to the way, the truth, and the life. Refuse to be sidetracked into detours, illusions, and thoughts of death. You are dedicated to salvation. Be determined each day not to leave your function unfulfilled. Reaffirm your determination in the shorter practice periods as well, using the original form of the idea for general applications and more specific forms when needed. Some specific forms are included in the comments which follow the statement of the ideas. These, however, are merely suggestions. It is not the particular words you use that matter. Lesson 81. Our ideas for review today are 61. I am the light of the world. How holy am I who have been given the function of lighting up the world? Let me be still before my holiness. In its calm light, let all my conflicts disappear. In its peace, let me remember who I am. Some specific forms for applying this idea when special difficulties seem to arise might be, let me not obscure the light of the world in me. Let the light of the world shine through this appearance. This shadow will vanish before the light. 62. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. It is through accepting my function that I will see the light in me, and in this light will my function stand clear and perfectly unambiguous before my sight. My acceptance does not depend on my recognizing what my function is, for I do not yet understand forgiveness. Yet I will trust that, in the light, I will see it as it is. Specific forms for using this idea might include, let this help me learn what forgiveness means. Let me not separate my function from my will. I will not use this for an alien purpose. Lesson 82. We will review these ideas today. 63. The light of the world brings peace to every mind through my forgiveness. My forgiveness is the means by which the light of the world finds expression through me. My forgiveness is the means by which I become aware of the light of the world in me. My forgiveness is the means by which the world is healed together with myself. Let me then forgive the world that it may be healed along with me. Suggestions for specific forms for applying this idea are: let peace extend from my mind to yours, name. I share the light of the world with you, name. Through my forgiveness, I can see this as it is. 64. Let me not forget my function. I would not forget my function because I would remember myself. I cannot fulfill my function if I forget it. And unless I fulfill my function, I will not experience the joy that God intends for me. Suitable specific forms of this idea include: let me not use this to hide my function from me. I would use this as an opportunity to fulfill my function. This may threaten my ego, but cannot change my function in any way. Lesson 83. Today, let us review these ideas. 65. My only function is the one God gave me. I have no function but the one God gave me. This recognition releases me from all conflict because it means I cannot have conflicting goals. With one purpose only, I am always certain what to do, what to say, and what to think. All doubt must disappear as I acknowledge that my only function is the one God gave me. More specific applications of this idea might take these forms. My perception of this does not change my function. This does not give me a function other than the one God gave me. Let me not use this to justify a function God did not give me. 66. My happiness and my function are one. All things that come from God are one. They come from oneness and must be received as one. Fulfilling my function is my happiness because both come from the same source, and I must learn to recognize what makes me happy if I would find happiness. Some useful forms for specific applications of this idea are: this cannot separate my happiness from my function. The oneness of my happiness and my function remains wholly unaffected by this. Nothing, including this, can justify the illusion of happiness apart from my function. Lesson 84. These are the ideas for today's review. 67. Love created me like itself. I am in the likeness of my Creator. I cannot suffer, I cannot experience loss, and I cannot die. I am not a body. I would recognize my reality today. I will worship no idols, nor raise my own self-concept to replace myself. I am in the likeness of my Creator. Love created me like itself. You might find these specific forms helpful in applying the idea. Let me not see an illusion of myself in this. As I look on this, let me remember my Creator. My Creator did not create this as I see it. 68. Love holds no grievances. Grievances are completely alien to love. Grievances attack love and keep its light obscure. If I hold grievances, I am attacking love, and therefore attacking myself. Myself thus becomes alien to me. I am determined not to attack myself today, so that I can remember who I am. These specific forms for applying this idea would be helpful. This is no justification for denying myself. I will not use this to attack love. Let this not tempt me to attack myself. Lesson 85. Today's review will cover these ideas. 69. My grievances hide the light of the world in me. My grievances show me what is not there, and hide from me what I would see. Recognizing this, what do I want my grievances for? They keep me in darkness and hide the light. Grievances and light cannot go together, but light and vision must be joined for me to see. To see, I must lay grievances aside. I want to see, and this will be the means by which I will succeed. Specific applications for this idea might be made in these forms. Let me not use this as a block to sight. The light of the world will shine all this away. I have no need for this. I want to see. 70. My salvation comes from me. Today I will recognize where my salvation is. It is in me because its source is there. It has not left its source, and so it cannot have left my mind. I will not look for it outside myself. It is not found outside and then brought in. But from within me it will reach beyond, and everything I see will but reflect the light that shines in me and in itself. These forms of the idea are suitable for more specific applications. Let this not tempt me to look away from me for my salvation. I will not let this interfere with my awareness of the source of my salvation. This has no power to remove salvation from me. Lesson 86. These ideas are for review today. 71. Only God's plan for salvation will work. It is senseless for me to search wildly about for salvation. I have seen it in many people and in many things, but when I reached for it, it was not there. I was mistaken about where it is. I was mistaken about what it is. I will undertake no more idle seeking. Only God's plan for salvation will work. And I will rejoice because his plan can never fail. These are some suggested forms for applying this idea specifically. God's plan for salvation will save me from my perception of this. This is no exception in God's plan for my salvation. Let me perceive this only in the light of God's plan for salvation. 72. Holding grievances is an attack on God's plan for salvation. Holding grievances is an attempt to prove that God's plan for salvation will not work. Yet only his plan will work. By holding grievances, I am therefore excluding my only hope of salvation from my awareness. I would no longer defeat my own best interests in this insane way. I would accept God's plan for salvation and be happy. Specific applications for this idea might be in these forms. I am choosing between misperception and salvation as I look on this. If I see grounds for grievances in this, I will not see the grounds for my salvation. This calls for salvation, not attack. Lesson 87. Our review today will cover these ideas. 73. I will there be light. I will use the power of my will today. It is not my will to grope about in darkness, fearful of shadows and afraid of things unseen and unreal. Light shall be my guide today. I will follow it where it leads me, and I will look only on what it shows me. This day I will experience the peace of true perception. These forms of this idea would be helpful for specific applications. This cannot hide the light I will to see. You stand with me in light. Name. In the light, this will look different. 74. There is no will but God's. I am safe today because there is no will but God's. I can become afraid only when I believe there is another will. I try to attack only when I am afraid, and only when I try to attack can I believe that my eternal safety is threatened. Today I will recognize that all this has not occurred. I am safe because there is no will but God's. These are some useful forms of this idea for specific applications. Let me perceive this in accordance with the will of God. It is God's will you are His son, name, and mine as well. This is part of God's will for me, however I may see it. Lesson 88. Today we will review these ideas. 75. The light has come. In choosing salvation rather than attack, I merely choose to recognize what is already there. Salvation is a decision made already. Attack and grievances are not there to choose. That is why I always choose between truth and illusion, between what is there and what is not. The light has come. I can but choose the light, for it has no alternative. It has replaced the darkness, and the darkness has gone. These would prove useful forms for specific applications of this idea. This cannot show me darkness, for the light has come. The light in you is all that I would see. Name. I would see in this only what is there. 76. I am under no laws but God's. Here is the perfect statement of my freedom. I am under no laws but God's. I am constantly tempted to make up other laws and give them power over me. I suffer only because of my belief in them. They have no real effect on me at all. I am perfectly free of the effects of all laws, save God's. And His are the laws of freedom. For specific forms in applying this idea, these would be useful. My perception of this shows me I believe in laws that do not exist. I see only the laws of God at work in this. Let me allow God's laws to work in this and not my own. Lesson 89. These are our review ideas for today. 77. I am entitled to miracles. I am entitled to miracles because I am under no laws but God's. His laws release me from all grievances and replace them with miracles. And I would accept the miracles in place of the grievances, which are but illusions that hide the miracles beyond. Now I would accept only what the laws of God entitle me to have, that I may use it on behalf of the function He has given me. You might use these suggestions for specific applications of this idea. Behind this is a miracle to which I am entitled. Let me not hold a grievance against you, name, but offer you the miracle that belongs to you instead. Seen truly, this offers me a miracle. 78. Let miracles replace all grievances. By this idea do I unite my will with the Holy Spirit's and perceive them as one. By this idea do I accept my release from hell. By this idea do I express my willingness to have all my illusions be replaced with truth according to God's plan for my salvation. I would make no exceptions and no substitutes. I want all of heaven and only heaven as God wills me to have. Useful specific forms for applying this idea would be, I would not hold this grievance apart from my salvation. Let our grievances be replaced by miracles, name. Beyond this is the miracle by which all my grievances are replaced. Lesson 90. For this review, we will use these ideas. 79. Let me recognize the problem so it can be solved. Let me realize today that the problem is always some form of grievance that I would cherish. Let me also understand that the solution is always a miracle with which I let the grievance be replaced. Today I would remember the simplicity of salvation by reinforcing the lesson that there is one problem and one solution. The problem is a grievance. The solution is a miracle. And I invite the solution to come to me through my forgiveness of the grievance and my welcome of the miracle that takes its place. Specific applications of this idea might be in these forms. This presents a problem to me which I would have resolved. The miracle behind this grievance will resolve it for me. The answer to this problem is the miracle that it conceals. 80. Let me recognize my problems have been solved. I seem to have problems only because I am misusing time. I believe that the problem comes first, and time must elapse before it can be worked out. I do not see the problem and the answer as simultaneous in their occurrence. That is because I do not yet realize that God has placed the answer together with the problem so that they cannot be separated by time. The Holy Spirit will teach me this if I will let Him, and I will understand it is impossible that I could have a problem which has not been solved already. These forms of the idea will be useful for specific applications. I need not wait for this to be resolved. The answer to this problem is already given me, if I will accept it. Time cannot separate this problem from its solution.